Thank you, Chair. We want to alert on the need of good practices and approaches in Sri Lanka to save Eelam Tamils who are suffering in the island from structural genocide and forced occupation by Sri Lankan government with this heavy militarization of north and east of Sri Lanka. For more than 2,400 days, Tamils protesting to know the whereabouts of the disappeared face surveillance, intimidation and harassment by the state apparatus. Occupation of Tamil land by the military continues. For every 5 Tamils, there is a single soldier in the Tamil heartland. Several peaceful protests and commemorations have been met with excessive use of force and the arrest of the detention of demonstrators in quarantine centres. Since 2015, the UN has wasted enough precious resources on Sri Lanka without any desired results. No amount of technical support rendered to Sri Lanka would help in minimizing the sufferings of the Tamils. The Sri Lankan state launched a crackdown against commemorations last 27th of November after days of attempting to prevent events from going ahead through court orders, arrests, and even further destructions of memorials. During the final course of the war in May 2009, the Sri Lankan armed forces who killed or made in force disappeared more than 175,000 Tamils as the submission of Bishop Joseph Raipu. There are 146,679 unaccounted Tamils. The Charles Petrie Commission, appointed by the UN in 2012, estimated that more than 70,000 Tamil civilians may have been killed during the final stage of the war. Therefore, as a need of good practices and approaches to prevent any other international crimes, we request the international community to refer Sri Lanka to the ICC to investigation and prosecutions into war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide. Tamils should be recognized as